This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crews continue to fight the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins, which has burned more than 20,000 acres and is 0% contained. Jack Livingston is with the management team working the blaze. He says it's been hard to fight the fire right where it's growing.
It's because the terrain is pretty extreme in a lot of areas in there. The vegetation and fuel loading, it's really thick, it's labor intensive, especially with the beetle kill. In order to make a fire line, you have to remove it. So it takes a lot of work to go a short distance.
Hot, dry, and windy conditions added to the fire's growth yesterday. It has also closed a portion of Rocky Mountain National Park. The Colorado delegation to the Republican National Convention has formally cast its votes to renominate Donald Trump. State Party Chairman Congressman Ken Buck made the announcement during a mostly viral convention that began this morning.
The great state of Colorado, home of U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, headquarters to the Bureau of Land Management and the United States Space Command, proudly cast all 37 votes to keep America great again for President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence.
It is currently 95 and partly sunny in Denver, 81 partly cloudy for Vail, 99 with hazy conditions for Pueblo, 97 and mostly sunny in Grand Junction, 90 mostly cloudy skies in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.